It was early evening on May 6, 1965, when the first of six funnel clouds touched down across the metro. Beginning in Carver County, the deadly tornadoes landed one after the other, just minutes apart. To help warn people in the twister's path, radio station WCCO took to the airwaves.
Here's a bulletin just in from the Twin Cities Weather Bureau radar showing an intense hook echo, a definite tornado between Cologne and Carver. All residents in the area are warned to take cover. Let me repeat that, please.
WCCO broadcast live through the night, tracking the storm and taking listener calls, like this one from North Minneapolis.
It started blowing up, but we ran for the base, and it hit in about a second, and it hit.
When did you say this happened?
About 6 minutes ago.
Just 2 hours later, it was all over. 13 people were dead. More than 680 were injured. According to the National Weather Service, four of the tornadoes that struck that night were rated EF4 on a scale of 5, with winds of up to 200 miles an hour. The disaster left homes and businesses across the Twin Cities in rubble. The $50 million price tag made the outbreak the most expensive in Minnesota history. Later, WCCO's coverage of the tornadoes was credited with saving countless lives. So were the metro's outdoor warning sirens, says Hennepin County Director of Emergency Management Eric Waggy.
Simply in desperation, emergency officials said, you know, how are we going to tell people that all these tornadoes are on the ground at the same time? So then they decided, well, let's use the outdoor warning sirens.
The sirens were installed in cities and towns across the country during World War II and the Cold War, ready in case of enemy bombs or nuclear attack. And until the day of the tornado outbreak, the state's air raid sirens had only been used for national defense. But all that wartime training meant Minnesotans were familiar with the sound. So when people heard the sirens go off in 1965, Waggy says, they knew to seek shelter immediately.
Public officials who knew how to activate them, you had a population that knew what to do when they heard them in a general way, not having been used for tornadoes before, but they did know to get information.
The response was considered a success, and 1965 forever transformed the way the state handles severe weather. Today, most Minnesotans associate sirens with tornadoes instead of rockets, and many communities still rely on the last century sirens for protection. Waggy takes me to see an original air raid siren in the small west metro town of Hamel, near Plymouth, not far from the spot where one of the 1965 tornadoes hit. The round, birdhouse-looking siren is up on a tower next to Hamel's fire department.
This is an old Federal Model 2 dates back to the Cold War era, probably in either the late 50s or 1960s. Sirens now are not mechanical, they're digital.
Waggy says most of the old sirens like this one work just as well now as they did in 1965. Still, he's hoping more cities will be able to take advantage of new, more advanced sirens, the kind that use solar power and battery backups to keep working even if the power grid goes down.
That's the kind of technology that we recommend, and as older legacy systems get replaced, we want to make them more resilient, more survivable.
New technology also means weather forecasters can better pinpoint where tornadoes may strike, and that precision means emergency officials are better able to focus warning sirens to where the danger is highest. Waggy, who's also president of the Association of Minnesota Emergency Managers, wants even more changes. He's part of a coalition of experts recommending sirens be activated only for tornadoes and wind speeds of at least 70 miles an hour when life safety is at risk. Right now, he says, sirens are sounded too often across the state for all kinds of reasons. The inconsistency can lead to confusion about what the sirens are supposed to mean.
So the more refined we can get those warnings, the more people take them seriously and the more responsive they become.
Waggy tells me he's hopeful the new, more coordinated approach will make Minnesota's original World War II and Cold War sirens even more effective at saving lives and help prevent the kind of death and injury the Twin Cities experienced during the great tornado outbreak of 1965. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.